I'm Renee Broders, and I'm the Creative Director and Co-Project Manager for Piece by Piece.
Perhaps just explain for us some of the background to the Piece by Piece project then.
About 12 months ago, I work with a group of clients from Southern Way Direct Care Services. I've worked with them for about 2 years, and they needed a little extra stimulation, something different to try. And because I've got a number of projects behind me in community projects with Mosaic, I decided that I would see how they liked it. And I cut up a whole heap of tiles, made up a bit of a mix, put some gloves on, and then I mixed up all of the mortar, and they loved it. And I thought, this is really good. There's nothing like this out there in the community. Why not, you know, see what we can come up with? So I sat down for about 2 days, wrote a brief, took it to Southern Way, and they've embraced it totally.
So what will be the outcome of all of this then? And we'll talk more about the mechanics in a moment, but what's the sort of the final aim, I suppose?
The final aim is a project that empowers people with a disability, gives them something new to try, and puts out into the public a sense of it's a collaboration, so they can see overall how much this means to them, and then the public has got a whole new insight into how these people work, how they think, what's important to them, with the theme of being warnable.
And in terms of the actual physical thing that will be created then as well, what's actually going to be done at the end of this, or produced at the end of this?
Produced at the end of this will be a 6 by 2.4 metre mosaic panel that will go onto the wall in a fairly prominent location within town. This will, rather than put it somewhere where it's easily missed or people can walk past it, it's going to be directly in the public's eye, and they can stand back and appreciate it from a distance, or they can get up close and have a look. They can see it when they're driving past, and people will obviously take great interest in it because they want to see what sort of things these people have achieved.
I mean, as you say, the place where it's destined to go as well, and perhaps you can't reveal that place right now, or can you?
Well, I probably shouldn't, because until the very last straw, it's is dependent on some local stakeholders and shareholders within the building. But I can tell you that it will be in a very prominent location. A few of them were actually knocked back, probably with people a bit worried what would the outcome be. But I have this on my mind constantly, and without just talking about it, I can see it. So I have no trouble in sort of believing that it will be a complete success. So this one location was approved by the corporation. They were really, really excited about it. It took me 2 months to get that, or roughly 2 months, to get that okay. But now it comes down to some local sources. But I've already got a pretty good feel that we should get it through. Mm. One thing that's really important is the artists have full ownership of this. My job after setting it up is to mentor them along with volunteers and their supervisors from the agencies, which is really important. So they are involved in all stages. They're drawing, they're planning the composition, they're helping to cut the tiles, and some of those tiles I got were very thick, so I've had to use a wet saw at home for the first time. And then so we've got cutting, we've got nipping, cutting them into small squares and rectangles, and then they stick them, and then they grout it, and then it'll be mounted by a local group. So, and it's bolted to the wall in panels, because you couldn't actually work on one full cement sheet. It would be impossible to lift. It took four people to lift one of those sheets without anything stuck to them. So it'll be constructed in small panels, but then pieced together on the wall, piece by piece. And aptly, it's called Piece by Piece, because this is, we've got small pieces of tile, and it's been a long process. So I think that the title of the project works quite well for what it's all about.
Yeah. Although when you say put together there, the idea is that you'll actually, they'll be constructed here in this workshop, and then and then just simply placed onto the wall when they're finished.
Right. Yeah, so there'll be, I'll photograph where the bolts are, so it'll be screwed to the wall with a heavy bolt, and then when it's up, then we'll cover up the tiles. And there was talk of, what about if the next tenants don't want it there because they want the advertising space? It is detachable, but that would be a real shame, because then it's showing that it's not there. And I think with the public embracing it, people would probably have a problem with that, but still, it's not my building, and I just hope that it'll be there forever.
Now, what stage is everything up to then? Because at the moment we're sitting in the place where it's going to be constructed. As you say, you've got the sheets and they're blank. There are lots of shoeboxes over there with you know, black, blue, red written on them. Yep. So that's obviously where all the tiles are. Yep. Have you got a design yet?
We have probably about 500 drawings in which there'll be a selection process, because you can imagine there's a very broad range of whales, and the corporation said, could there be a whale in it? Because we love whales. And I said, of course, because whales are a huge part of Warrnambool. Every image or drawing is based on a theme of Warrnambool. What do the artists feel? What do they like about Warrnambool? What's important? What do they know about Warrnambool? So, of course, we've got lots of whales. So once we have more drawings, like today we've got a group coming in. This is 4 days a week. Two groups of 2 hours, and it's totally rotational. There's drawings still being compiled, and then probably within the next week to 2 weeks we'll start sticking. Those drawings will then be composed and then stuck, drawn onto the board, so copied, and it won't be me copying it, it'll be enlargements, because it might be the size of my hand and it might end up half a metre long, that sort of thing. So everything's got to fit. The composition is a very important part of any art, and particularly this. It's got to have a really nice flow and symmetry, and can't just be slapped up. So we're still drawing, but very soon we'll be sticking. And each group that comes in has a trial in cutting, and then I cut a lot at home. Not to take anything away from them, but just so we take the work off them and it doesn't take us 6 years to make it. Yeah.
So is the idea then that the final thing will be a bit of a collage? There'll be a few different drawings on here. It won't just be one big drawing?
No. It will be, let's just say, the Fletcher Jones factory. We've got about 25 drawings of Fletcher Jones. The ball, that's quite a prominent piece. Some people have drawn the angel. There's whales, there's seaweed. And so the selected drawings, which will also be selected by a group of artists and then some mentoring and some other local and fairly prominent artists, will help select the things that are easily recognisable.
You've got a timeline in mind here then, I take it. So when do you actually start the process of sticking, and when do you finish?
The aim is we start sticking in 2 weeks and we have it wrapped up by November. And we were very kindly donated this space, and as far as I'm fully aware, and things can change, we've got until November. So, that's my expectation, that it should be up on the wall in around November.